A murder that took place almost 30 years ago in Kodiak remains unsolved. Fisherman Thomas Carbine was found dead in the parking lot of the Beachcomber Bar around 3:30 in the morning on July 15, 1982. Diana Gish of KMXT in Kodiak has more.
The unsolved murder case has been receiving a lot of attention lately. Jim Stogstill of the Alaska Bureau of Investigation explained that even though the crime was committed almost three decades ago, the case was never closed.
As most of our homicides are, even though they're unsolved, we really don't close them. They might become inactive and not much work being done on them, but they're always open. So reopening really isn't a true statement, I suppose.
James Carbine is the father of Thomas Carbine. He's always been baffled that his son's murder could go unsolved in such a small, close-knit community. The elder Carbine is 85 years old now and is still hoping that the murderer will be caught. He said he's not sure what it will mean to him, but he still remains hopeful.
Well, there's no question that all of us have been hanging by a thread all these years, waiting for a news almost any day to break that they had solved the case. And so what does it mean? I don't know, because we've been on this string for so long, 28 years, that we almost have to got to feel that the police will never be able to solve it. It does affect our family very seriously. We never go a day without thinking about them.
Sharon Carbine is an attorney and Thomas Carbine's cousin. She was 32 years old when his life was cut short at age 27. She has an interest in cold case files and thought it was time to look closer into Thomas's.
It's getting close to 30 years since Tom was killed. And so anybody who was around at the time of his murder, they're a lot older now, and their circumstances have changed. And I'm just really, really hoping that somebody will come forward and give some hints to the investigator who's working on the case.
Thomas Carbine had been fishing in Bristol Bay when the boat he was working on broke down. It's thought that he came to Kodiak in search of another job while the vessel was being repaired. Carbine spent the evening at the Beachcomber Bar in Kodiak on that July night in 1982. He was buying rounds of drinks up until the time he decided to leave. At that point, apparently, someone followed him out of the bar and stabbed him, taking his money and all of his identification. Investigator Stogstill says that even though it's been so many years since the murder, it's not unusual for information to surface after the fact.
You know, here's a crime that occurred a really long time ago. Everybody's much older now. This fellow was killed in the parking lot of a bar, which was active. There were a lot of people there. There were events leading up to the actual murder that perhaps we don't know about that might be significant. Did you talk with him? Did you know him? Who was he hanging around with? All those kinds of things that a lot of people in the bar will have seen and most probably will remember. And just the relaying of those to an investigator, cold case investigator, would be very helpful.
In Kodiak, I'm Diana Gish.